Thousand Pillar Temple, Hanumkonda, Warangal. In my last post on Warangal Fort, I described Warangal as a one-horse town that forms a part of the tri-city comprising Warangal, Hanumkonda and Kazipet. In this tiny town, locating a Thousand Pillar Temple was difficult. Reason? It is a low-rise temple surrounded by a large vacant space, and it is in a labyrinthine maze of narrow alleys that is typical of any small town. Inside the temple complex, Thousand Pillar Temple, also called Rudreshwara Temple, is in Hanumkonda. The Kakatiya dynasty built it in the 12th century CE. The first glimpse at its facade revealed it was a three-shrine temple. These shrines are atop a six-foot-high star-shaped platform. The pillars form the wall of the shrine. These tight-knit pillars are so deceptive, you can't make out the facade has 600 of them. Another structure in the complex is the mandapam or pavilion. Mandapam alone accounts for 400 pillars. ASI has dismantled it for restoration. Main shrine and Natya Mandapam or dance hall. The principal deity in the main shrine is Lord Shiva. Since the Kakatiyas were Shiva devotees, this shrine faces east for the first rays of the sun to fall on the massive Shivling. The other two shrines devoted to Vishnu and Surya face south and west. On the fourth side is Nandi Bull, Lord Shiva's bodyguard. In between these shrines is the Natya Mandapam. Here, dancers performed for the deities. They made its pillars from multiple blocks of stones. The intricate carvings on these used jewelry designs of the era, comprising chains, bangles, rings, crowns, kalash or pot, flowers and more. Local sandstone, black granite and dolerite are used to build this temple. Like most Kakatiya temple architecture, carved pillars and beams support its structure. It features another Kakatiya structural trademark, a sandpack foundation. When ASI pulled down the mandapam or pavilion for restoration, they found a 30-foot sandpack that formed the foundation of the structure. Start planning a visit to this town, as it has yet another gem I'll share in the next post. And be ready to be surprised when you visit the temple, for it seems too small to have 1,000 pillars. Pin these pillars.